Hey, what's up, everybody? Justin here with Forbes, Heaver, and Wallace. I took my stab at writing another blog, and I thought, you know what? I don't like to read as much as I like to listen. I'm more of a podcast kind of guy. So I thought, you know what? I will make this an audio blog in AUG, if you will. So here it is. In 2 minutes or less, the blog in audio form. Enjoy. When I first started cooking in 2011, I worked at a wonderful country club. We had all the toys, from sous vide to rotisserie smokers, and, well, we also had pepper. I can confirm the supply of pepper because early on in my line cooking career, I would routinely return home after a long day and night cooking, unknowingly, with a back pants pocket full of, guess what? Pepper. The back pocket of my cooking pants can be classified as one of the greatest inventions in the history of time simply because it allowed itself to be filled with coarse ground black pepper while simultaneously keeping it all in the pocket and not letting me have any idea that I had a pants load of pepper while I was driving home. Seriously, it's unbelievable. Once home, the pants would come off and into the laundry basket or laundry machine, and thus, this is the point in the story where my wife would become extremely mad at me. Why, you ask? Oh, that's easy. That's because I just dumped about a half a cup of ground pepper into the laundry basket or laundry machine. And oftentimes my attempted joke about, hey, at least the clothes are seasoned well, did not land, especially when I returned home after 11 p.m., which was basically every night. Now, I've taken this long, winding road of a story to tell you this. When people think about the first two ingredients in cooking, they often think of salt and pepper. Well, I'm sorry to be a pants full of pepper in your laundry basket, but that's only half right. Salt is a seasoning, but pepper? Pepper is a spice. And when you think about some of the food you've had, whether it's that great guacamole that was just amazing, or that piece of cod that was way better than you thought it would be, the other 50% of why it tastes so good is not the peppercorn ground so perfectly, but rather one simple thing. Acid. Now, I'm not talking about the dazed and confused acid. I'm talking red wine vinegar, balsamic vinegar, lemon juice, lime juice, orange juice. You get the idea. The reason? Well, without getting too chefy, foods have certain flavor notes that are not always tasteable, for lack of a better word, or lack of an actual word, on their own. Some can be good, some can be not so good, such as more bitter notes. Adding salt and acid can combat or work with those flavor notes to bring them front and center, and by doing this, upgrade the overall flavor of whatever it is you are cooking. An easy way to use this tip? It's still kind of cold out before spring fully arrives, so make that final pot of soup or chili, or even that final sheet pan of roasted root vegetables. Before serving the food, add some acid to it, give it a stir for the soup, or a toss for the vegetables. Keep in mind, now I'm assuming you've already salted your food, the first 50% of this. Give it a taste, and you might need to add a little more acid or a little more salt, but you should notice that everything tastes more heightened. If you have the right amount of salt and acid, the proper balance, the food should not taste salty or lemon juicy. It should taste like the best version of that food. You should be like, wow, this is the most carroty carrot I've ever tasted. Make sense? Good. I'll be over at 6 o'clock for dinner, and there better not be any pepper on my fish, just salt and acid.